This NLP technique, the swish pattern, created by Dr. Richard Bandler, co-creator of neuro-linguistic programming, or NLP, is one of the most effective and fastest way to make changes to your mindset that I have ever found. I have used this technique alone in therapeutic situations to help people give up smoking, and the change has stuck and lasted over a decade. Using this technique, you can reprogram your mind so that you act and behave differently. In Thought Patterns of the Highly Successful, we talk about changing your negative mindset and unwanted behavior, especially where money is concerned. It highlights the kind of thinking that is used by successful people, and also the thought patterns to avoid. If you notice yourself running a poor thinking pattern, you can use the swish pattern to change your habitual thoughts and behavior to a more productive and resourceful thought and behavioral pattern. If you notice yourself running poor thinking patterns, for example, somebody tells you that they've just come into some money. Maybe it's a pay rise, or a win on the lottery, or a gift, or an inheritance of money. If you have so much as a twinge of jealousy, if you feel any emotion other than genuine happiness for their good fortune or their hard work that has resulted in them earning or gaining some extra money, then it could hinder your pathway to wealth. Any negative thoughts for somebody else's good fortune with money could hinder your pathway to riches. You need to be happy for other people when they are successful. So, if you have identified a situation where you do want to be different, I'm going to ask you to close your eyes and picture the new way that you do want to be clearly in your mind. Make sure that you picture the image big, bright, bold, colorful, vivid, and most importantly, make sure it's an image of you being resourceful in that situation. See yourself the way you want to be and think, what could you do that would make that even better? How could you make that image of you acting differently in that situation even better and more wonderful? Now, open your eyes and look down at the keyboard of your computer or up at the corner of one of the screens. Just take your mind off of everything for a moment. Switch it to something different. Next, I'm going to ask you to close your eyes again. And this time, I want you to imagine being in the situation that you want to change. Picture it clearly from your point of view. See what you see when you're in that situation. Remember the last time that you were in this kind of situation. Or imagine what it's like when you are in this situation. Hear what you hear when you're in that situation. See what you would see in that situation. Feel the way that you feel when you're in that situation that you want to change. Now, I want you to be in that situation. Open your eyes again. Look at the opposite corner of your computer screen this time, or down at the mouse if you have one, or one of those little touchpads. Maybe you're using a tablet computer where you just touch the screen. Essentially, for a moment, just take your mind somewhere else and think about the first car you maybe drove. Because in a moment, what I'm going to ask you to do is to close your eyes again. And the image of the way that you want to be, the image of seeing yourself the way that you want to be, I'm going to ask you just for a moment to shrink that image down into a small little image. And I'm going to get you to picture that small little image down in the corner of the image of what you see when you're in this situation. So in a moment, I'm going to ask you to close your eyes and put yourself back in the situation where you're acting in a way that you don't want to be. And then down in the bottom hand corner, you're going to have this small image of the way that you do want to be. And what I'm going to ask you to do, and do this very quickly, is to have it so that you can see what you see when you're in that situation with the great image of the way you want to be down in the bottom hand corner. And all of a sudden, that little image in the bottom corner is going to go swish and expand and cover the other image, completely replace the old image of the way that you used to be with this new and wonderful way of seeing yourself in this situation. Much more resourceful. Now, Close your eyes and see what you saw when you were in that situation the last time. And down in the bottom hand corner, the way that you want to be. And so that as you look at the way that you used to be in this situation, the image of the way that you want to be goes swish and replaces it completely. See yourself acting and being in a new way now. Feel how good that feels to be like that as you see yourself so much more resourceful and wonderful now. Open your eyes. And close them again. Picture the way that you used to be in this situation. Then down in the bottom hand corner, that small image. And as you're looking at the big image with the little one down in the corner, you see the whole thing. Swish! The new image of seeing yourself the way you want to be expands and covers the whole image. And you feel good now. See yourself being that way. That's it. Vivid image, bright, colourful, bold, the way that you want to be. And how good does that feel? Open your eyes. And then close them again and try and picture that way that you used to be with the great image down in the bottom hand corner, and all of a sudden, swish, completely replaces it. And you see yourself being the way that you want to be. To feel good about being this way. And open your eyes and then close them again and see the old image that's starting to disappear of the way that you used to be, and swish, instead see the new way. That's it. Big, bright, bold, vivid. Imagine yourself being and acting in a different way now. Open your eyes and close them again and try and get at that old image of the way you used to be, and swish, you change it for a much more wonderful, resourceful way of seeing yourself being and acting in this situation. It's wonderful now. Open your eyes. And then close them again and try to get that old image of the way you used to be. And swish! Instead, see the way that you do want to be. That's it. Tell your brain, not that, this is a much better way to be now. Open your eyes. Close them again. Try and get any of that old image, remember where it was, and swish! See the new way of being. That's it. The new way of enjoying and being in a much, much resourceful state. And open your eyes. And close your eyes again. And swish! See the new way of being. That's it. Good. And open your eyes. And close them again and try and picture the old thing. Swish! Instead, you see yourself being the way that you want to be now. Open your eyes. That's it. Close them again and try and get any of that old image. And swish! There we go. And close your eyes again and try and see any of that old image, and swish, replace it completely with the new way that you want to be, and see yourself looking and feeling so good now. Open your eyes, close them again and try and get any of that last image, and swish, that's it. Replace it with a much, much better way of being and seeing yourself now. Enjoy feeling good about seeing yourself this way, and open your eyes. Next, I want you to try as hard as you can in vain to imagine doing the old thing instead. Swish! You see yourself being and acting in the new way. Go ahead, try as hard as you can to do the old thing instead of just seeing yourself. That's it, being and acting in the new way. And try as hard as you can to see and imagine that old thing instead. You just see yourself being the way that you want to be now. And imagine in the future how different it's going to be and how great it's going to feel knowing that you're making positive changes with regard to your wealth mindset. Next, what I want you to do is to take another couple of examples of poor thinking patterns and run back through this exercise again with two more poor thinking patterns. So you've done this 3 times in total. This will really train your brain to say, not this, this, in these kind of situations, let's do this instead. And allow your mind, your unconscious mind, your subconscious mind now to start to generalize. So that in the future you start to act and be in a more positive way. And close your eyes and imagine seeing how differently you're going to act in the future now. And know that your unconscious, as you sleep and dream tonight, can replay this over and over again, so that your conscious mind trains your unconscious mind, so that in these situations, rather than the old way of being different now, you are and can see yourself being in the future because of what you've just done and are about to do now. Imagine seeing yourself being the way you want to be. Go back and do this exercise again with another two things, similar poor thinking patterns.